is at the plate and number 14, the captain of the Reds, third baseman Pete Rose. But I would not think that they're going to give Rose a chance to do a job on him. With first base open, I would imagine they'll walk Rose to get the left-handed batting Kenny Griffey. Let's see. That's exactly what they're going to do. Rose will get the walk to fill the bases and set up a double play possibility. And as Underwood starts into his stretch, he steps off the rubber because Boa had something for him. Here's ball one to Rose. And the crowd reacting, as you might expect it would, with a game being played here in Cincinnati. They're not too happy about this, but, whoa, he almost threw it away. Tommy Underwood possibly showing the effects of maybe the most intense pressure this young man has ever been under on a ball field. We were trailing 6-4 going to the ninth. First Foster and then Bench cracked back-to-back home runs. Concepcion single off Garber to left. In came Underwood. Geronimo wanted to bunt, but he eventually walked. And Armbrister hitting for Eastwick has moved both runners into scoring position. The 2-0 pitch is ball three outside. They are now giving Pete Rose an intentional walk. And it's complete as ball four goes high and away, and Pete heads on down to first. So, the man who can wear the laurel of hero and end it, the young right fielder from Denora, Pennsylvania, who this year finished second in the National League batting race, left-handed batting Ken Griffey, who today has had an infield hit and four times up. The infield is in, the outfield is in. Left-hander against left-hander with a National League pennant on the line for the Reds. Underwood stretches and pitches to Griffey. He takes it, the throw to third, not in time to get Concepcion. George Sugar saying something to Davey, possibly admonishing him just a bit. Don't get such a lead that they've got a chance to pick you off. But a daring play by Oates, nevertheless. He throws that ball away and the winning run is home. One ball and no strikes on Griffey. Underwood with a slow come down to the belt. He throws. Griffey swings. Slow chopper right side. Here comes Concepcion. Tolan boots the ball. And the 1976 pennant belongs to the Reds. It was a high chop along the first baseline. Bobby Tolan could not come up with it cleanly. Concepcion scores, and it is pandemonium down on the field, as the Reds have scored three in the ninth inning and have swept the Philadelphia Phillies to move into the 1976 World Series. The players are out in front of the dugout hugging each other. Cameramen are in the middle of the multitude. Fans standing all over the ballpark as the Philadelphia Phillies went to the bottom of the ninth leading by two runs. And boy, what a comeback by the big red machine. Three runs, and the Reds have won the third and deciding game of this 1976 League Championship playoff against the Phillies. The final score, Reds 7, Phillies 6, and we'll be back in just a moment.